Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
That wasn't my dad.
The white auntie?
Jesus Christ, Zeke, what the fuck? That ain't your fucking auntie. That's your mother.
Mo, what the fuck is she talking about?
Now's not the time to act like you know what the fuck you're doing, all right? Because I know you don't. Listen up. I killed my dad to save my family, all right? Drew, Monet, Diana, Mecca will go after all of them if you don't kill Lorenzo. And he'll make sure you're the last one alive so you can see all of them die right in front of your face. You know what type of nigga he is. You don't have a choice, just like I ain't have a choice. So just get ready, man, because after this shit, you ain't never going to be the same, game. You really think you could do this shit without me?
After this shit going on under your nose, you don't even see it, Kane. He replaced Rico's work with Sugar just to get you to take him back, Drew. He's still fucking that nigga that dropped him and Zeke's name to the school about that dead body in the... And Diana stole that money out your bar. You need me, and I need my sister, so what are we doing?
You about to go to war or some shit?
You gotta stop and prepare for war when it starts. You're already lost.
And welcome back to Eggs, Grits, and Ignorance presents Power Book episode, Power Book 2, Ghost, episode 406, entitled The Devil's Playground. Oh man, it was a lot to happen. This is my favorite episode of the season so far. Season 4 came back with a storm. Still not better than the flagship Power, but did come back in full force. And Force is coming back soon, and we got Origins coming out, and there was a prelude to something else coming out, to another one of the flagship, to the Power Universe shows coming out. But I wouldn't be able to do this show without my team, my boy. Eve, what's going on, brother? How's everything going, my boy?
What's happening? What's good? Happening, man? What it be like?
It bees what it is, man.
It's been a minute, dog.
Like when I was doing, the outline for the show, I always date the outlines, and so the actual season premiere episode 401, when we recapped episode 401, it was January 2024.
And then we had a lot of technical difficulties with episode 5.
In between it and now, there's been a lot of technical difficulties getting the show going, but we're back, man.
We're here.
We ain't on Vaughn to tap in.
She says she'd be in a minute.
Yeah, you know.
I just saw her little text pop up.
Her text popped up? And it popped. Yeah. I think that got me on some other shit, because.
No. It popped up. It said, coming.
It was in the group chat? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I was on the production side of things. I can't look at my phone.
It's all right, I got it.
But for those that are listening, this is the track from the that was a track from the episode. It was called Old School Love by Light Skin Keisha and the crew. And if you notice, it's in that scene where Braden is tooted and booted. We'll get to that. Like he was white boy wasted.
my big takeaway from that scene is it me or does that group suck?
Yo, the song is dope. Hang on front. That song was straight. The song is straight.
Maybe that song was straight. But the when they performing on stage, it's just a hot mess.
I must say it is somewhat of a hot mess.
I'm not a fan.
But I'm waiting on Vaughn. Vaughn is in the green room. For those of us that are Vaughn fans, she is in the green room. And we just waiting on her to get in here.
We're about to start a Vaughn fan club.
Vaughn does have fans. Just catching everybody up. They return. This is the final season of the Ghost spinoff. Power Book 2. You think this one needs to end?
Yes.
I think Force needs to end for sure.
I feel like this one needs to end because they do something in there that I just don't like.
And what's and that?
It's they hang on words. So like the phrase I hate is Apex Predator.
Okay.
I cannot stand watching Tariq say, "I gotta become the Apex Predator." Yeah. This is how I'll become the Apex Predator.
Yeah.
And they do that in every season. Like he it's like they find a phrase and he's like, he's gotta attain that goal. And he doesn't.
Mm-mm. Well, you know who's ready to come on in? It's Vaughn, aka Miss Nunu. She ain't got no lighting. I don't know what she got going on.
AKA Luscious, but her lips are still glowing.
Let me see what I can do.
You gotta turn the light on or something. I don't know. Vaughn gotta turn the light on or something. I don't know what she got going on.
She don't know how to work. She renovating over there. She don't know how to work all her stuff.
I am. I'm trying.
But what was your ranking of this episode? 1 to 10. What did you give this episode? For those of us that are out there listening, let us know what you ranked the episode 1 through 10.
That's this is a little better.
That is a that's little a bit lot better. Yeah.
But what you I gave it a solid 7.5. Yeah, you know I mean
7.5.
Yeah, because it was a lot of killing. I liked it. You know, I'm a fan of the killing and them weak ass sex scenes.
I mean, Tariq gets it in on that twin bed. You know what
I'm
saying?
They all get it in on that twin bed.
Well, let me say this. When I was in college, the twin bed was you know, it's all
as had. Long as you had a mattress topper.
It's all you had. It was the twin bed. So I will say they stayed true to college life.
I go friend because I know you was you there that night we went to Montclair State.
Yes, I was there.
I was on the floor. I didn't get the twin bed. I was on the floor.
Vaughn, what did you rate this? What did you rate this episode?
I rated it an 8.
Okay. Rated it an 8?
We got an 8 from Vaughn.
Yeah, I think I enjoyed this episode. It was a lot of you said 7.5. What about you, Yoshi?
I thought it wasn't a 10, but I did think it was a solid 8. I thought it was the best episode of the season so far. I thought this, the mid-season premiere, was better than the season premiere because the season premiere was fantastical. It was like,
they had to tell 17 stories in 5 minutes.
Yeah. But I did think that this episode the storytelling was really good. I thought each scene was developed. Like usually they cut scenes short. It was some unnecessary stuff in there, but I did think that this more than any was very, very well thought out, well written. The cinematography was really good. I thought it was shot well. I thought it was the best. It's an 8, but it was the best episode of the season. There are some things in it that I have some questions for you guys about, but I do think that this was the best so far of all of them.
I got a question. Mm-hmm. Is it me or is Drew's haircut perfect for prison?
Oh no, Drew is, but you got to remember Drew is reeling right now. Like he's going through a lot of shit.
Yeah, I know he's going through some things. But his hair do perfect in prison. He looked like he'd been doing a stretch and he was only in there for a day.
But he was doing the stretch before he went in.
The facts. Yo, ever since old boy, he been out of control. Ever since he lost his little boy toy.
Yeah.
That went to play basketball. And then, you know, he had to kill the little Spanish dude.
Talking about
Drew, when he met that was like the love of his life. That dude went to go play for OKC.
Yeah the dude that went
that to was play it. And then he killed Gordo.
Gordo had become the love of his life. He's really feeling Gordo now.
I think the big storyline
able to be no with Gordo. I think he was able to be himself. Like Gordo was his Tasha. I think everybody, right. if you look at power throughout everything, throughout all of the power universe, everybody has their Tasha, the person who allows them to be themselves. Where they don't have to hide, they don't have the duality. They don't need to hide that dual side. Like you say, Evie, like everybody has the duality about themselves. They never have to hide this particular side of themselves because this person accepts all sides of them. Tariq is Effie. With the boy was Gordo, you know what I'm saying? With Ghost, it was Tasha. With Tommy, you had what's redhead name? The one that he killed.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Her name escapes me
At the moment. What's crazy is I'm watching season 3 right now of the Black Power and for some Holly, that's the name, Holly.
Yes, Holly.
But what I want to leave you two to discuss really quickly is Carter a better? Is Carter a better? Because they introduced Carter as the ultimate in this. Because whoever is going through, like from this episode, we only have 4 episodes after this. Is Carter a better ultimate villain than Noma?
Oh, why you had to put it like that?
No, that's a good question. Because remember, we're ending on. Okay,
what's the question? Say that again. Is Carter what?
Is Carter a better ultimate villain than Noma? Because remember, when Noma comes in, she is strong. She is this, that, and the third, and she's kind of taking a back seat to Carter, because in this episode, like, Carter is pushed to the forefront as the ultimate villain that has to be raggled with for the end of the season.
That to me is a tough question, because you're putting two people against each other that are opposite sides of the coin. Even if it's the same villain coin, it's the opposite side, so they're not the same. But I don't know. If I had to choose, I would choose Noma. I would choose Noma
as the better villain.
Because, even though her shit is getting a little messed up with the business and everything and like losing control of her daughter and stuff like that, she still is not to be fucked with. At the end of the day, Carter's still the police, so he got, even though he operating outside of the rules, he still got rules and regulations that he gotta follow. He still gotta show his bosses that he's still doing his job correctly. Noma don't gotta answer to nobody except herself. Vaughn.
Well, apparently, I think Vaughn is tapped out. Her Wi-Fi is tapped out.
It's renovated.
Yeah. Well, I think that they did a poor job, to me personally, although this episode was amazing. I think they did a poor job of the transition.
Yeah, because Carter came out of nowhere.
As strong as Noma has been, because she came in, boom. You're like, we need to be scared of her. Like, we need to be scared of Noma. Like, Noma is, like, the ultimate villain of all the villains and all of the powers. She's bigger than Mecca. She's bigger than Jason.
Back in Mecca, so
you know what I'm saying? She was bigger than Mecca. She's bigger than Jason. She's bigger than what was F.A.'s name? One they had to kill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, from the flagship power, she's bigger than Kanan. Like, she's the biggest villain of them all, and then she is kind of like diluted.
But that's why I said, like, it's too. Even though they're villains, they're both villains, and so therefore the same coin, they're on opposite sides. But where's the law in this?
Well, there is no law. Like,
there is no law.
There's no, which for the first time, I think, in any of the powers. And Vaughn's having some trouble with the internet, y'all, so kind of just bear with us as we get that straight. She said she didn't see this coming with Carter. I don't think any of us did. Like,
nobody.
His wife, because we didn't get a chance to cover episode 405, but in episode 405 at the end, like,
when when he comes out as a villain, comes out
and he's like, "Yo,
y'all work for me.
Y'all work for me. Like, I have this deal, and the deal is, you know, if you don't kill any innocent people, you good to go. I'll protect you. You can operate."
That's
going to
catch
just,
up.
I
he it always
does. It already has, and this episode it catches up. But here's my issue with the show, and y'all tell me what you think. You know, when you introduce a new character as what you're trying to do, remember the law side of it. Even if you go back to the flagship power, who was the first like person that really chased them? It was Angela's boyfriend. What was his name? God, I hate being on a show like this and not remembering names.
Greg Knox.
Greg Knox. All right. So we have Greg Knox, who starts out as the ultimate, you know, he's the antagonist because Ghost is the protagonist. But we know that your protagonist is the main character, and the protagonist can be a negative person, right? It can be someone. Oh, mama checked in. Hey, y'all. Love to see you. We're back too. Oh, Sonya, what's up? Or Sonya, I'm sorry. In this, we have no, there's no law enforcement agency that is chasing them down, so to speak. So this is the first time that
they kill them off.
We're going through a situation where there is no law. Where's the law?
Yeah, there's straight up no law. You know what I'm saying? They kill them all. They kill Tate. They kill Valdez's nephew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Early.
I thought he would have come in. I thought he would have come in and played a little bit better. I thought he would have lasted.
I thought he was going to be the ultimate good guy. I thought he was really going to be the ultimate good guy.
Just to avenge a burnout good guy. Yeah, just to avenge Angela.
In fact, because, yo, the sister, the mother, comes to him begging for help.
Pause.
So
Pause comes.
They alluded to something that doesn't exist, that does flat out not exist in the show.
But here's what I would say. Vaughn is in under. You there, Vaughn? Okay, she's working on it.
She's got the ill buffer.
But I think she checked in with her. I think she's checking in from her phone. Here's my thing. You only have an hour. Right, you're introducing a new character, right? And at the same time, if you're introducing a new character, it's at the expense of other characters. Which characters didn't we really see in this episode? We didn't really see Davis like that. We really didn't see Brayden like that. Those characters' stories weren't really developed, and those are major characters throughout this particular spinoff of the flagship.
Because even like Carter, Effie too. Because Effie in episode 4, Effie had like no lines.
That's what I'm saying. So to introduce this guy Carter, and but to take away from, you took away from the Davis, the, and this is the first time that Power has done this, because they've never taken away from the main characters for the introduction of minor characters. And I think
I really think they're trying to compress. They're trying to compress two seasons into one, because this really could have been a fifth season.
But
then, I'm not saying that I really wanted to watch more of the same. But
then just do.
But I just I'm that's why I'm happy it's kind of over. Like,
I think I think they're sidelining main characters for what they think they need to do for the plot. And I think there's a way to incorporate the main characters, because you can't tell me Brayden's not a main character in this particular spinoff of Power, right? He is a main
character. Oh, nah, we know who the main characters are.
You know, Davis is a main character.
We've invested in them.
We have invested in them 100%.
This thing is Game of Thrones season 8. This nigga Eddie crazy.
What's up, Eddie, man? I still haven't watched Game of Thrones. Don't shoot me, but I'm trying.
Yo, Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon is where it's at, bro. All
right, so right now, I don't see Carter as much of a threat right now. Hey Vaughn, you there? You gotta come off. You gotta come off of mute. But are you there? You gotta take yourself on mute. Let me see if I can unmute.
Okay,
you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you go, Vaughn.
There I go. All right.
There's Vaughn. Go. So now, Vaughn, let's get your take on it. Okay. What is your take on the fact that they have introduced Carter, and through them introducing Carter as this major character, it's taking away from Davis and Brayden? And I did want to get your answer to the question, is Carter a better major villain than Noma, who came in strong but has kind of fizzled out?
I don't see him as the ultimate villain at this moment. He just started showing us pieces of who he is, but we have seen Noma from the beginning, how she has ran things and how she has performed and how she has overcame and, you know, put herself on top. So the ultimate villain, I have not seen that all from Carter just yet. That's number one. Number two, your question was, how do I do what again? Evie, what did he say?
Shit, I don't fucking remember. my memory not what it used to be.
I did rate the episode at 8. Did y'all hear me say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we got that. Okay. We got the episode rating.
Okay.
I think he was talking. I forget how he phrased the question because I didn't answer.
What you mean?
What was the second?
What was the other question?
The other question was: Is Noma a better?
No. She answered that. The other question.
The fact that they are introducing Carter as a major character and taking away from the major characters that we've come to know, Davis and Brayden, but to introduce Carter as this major character, you have to take away. And then Evie brought up the point of Effie's, like, really her. They've had to dial her back. In like, she's only in like 2 scenes, I think, maybe 3.
One, she's crying.
And one, she's crying on the couch, about to get some rub from
Big Kane Diddy.
From Big Kane Diggler.
So for me, there have been so many things that has happened, but no follow-up in a lot of the scenes. There's just haven't been any resolution when it comes to Celine, when it comes to a lot of the people that are no longer in practice, or like they're I don't know. It's like their scene gets cut and no one ever knows how it ended. Like, what's the follow-up? What's going on? Nah, like, moves on to the next
person. You know why that is?
Why?
You know why there is?
No, why? Tell me.
That is because, in all honesty, there's no real consequence. There's no real consequence because there's no law. There's no consequence. Everyone is evil. Everyone's trying to do something wrong. You know what I'm saying? So there's not going to be no justice for Celine.
Well, not saying justice.
I think Celine.
No.
I think Celine's situation is going to come back in episode 10. I don't think it's going to come back before episode 10.
All I'm saying is everybody is trying to be on top. And all Carter want to do is be the one to pull the strings of whoever's on top.
No.
I don't see. But where did Carter come from the beginning? Like, he just showed up. Like, he just, bam, I'm here. Like,
no, I think, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I think is, like, they had to marginalize major characters to incorporate.
They take away Carter from the story. They take away from the story to add a story.
So let me ask you this. Is Carter a major threat?
I think he's a threat. I ain't gonna say a major threat, but
I think he's a major nuisance.
Okay, so let me ask you
this. That's a good one.
So let me ask you this. So if he's not a major threat, do you believe that Noma was ever a good villain, or was she more of a background threat? Like, was she ever a major threat, or is she more of a
background? No, she's a background threat. To me, she's not a... Noma is all about business, structure. She want to make things that move done properly. Noma had to do what she had to do to maintain her power, maintain her status. Carter is just a villain. He's just greed. What's the purpose?
Yeah, I think
that this comes into EB always brings in the fact that characters on power have a duality. And I think that Carter doesn't have a duality. I think he has a singular thing. But it's the thing with Carter is he believes, it's like he lies to himself every day. CL on my show, Relationship Status, says all the time, lie to everyone, but don't lie to yourself. I think he lies to himself in a sense of what I'm doing is good. What I'm doing is good. It's not bad. Like, I'm not doing anything negative. It is good. And I think that that's one of the worst character traits that we can have as a person is to lie to ourselves and thinking that what we're doing is good when what we're doing is actually hurting everything. Look at what's happening to Detective Lewis. Detective Lewis, she's screwed. One, she's going to get caught up in IAB. That's the first thing. Secondly, Tariq's going to kill her. She killed Tariq's baby.
You don't have a choice.
Tariq's going to kill her. But I do debate whether that's Tariq's baby or not. I do have a conspiracy.
Yo, they admitted it. Come on, we already went through this.
Son, that is not Tariq's baby.
How could it not be? She said she used a condom with everybody except him.
Yeah, yeah. So
that only leaves him.
So did a lot of the girls I dealt with. I'm just saying that at the end of the day, you can say what you want. She had a gun to her head.
To prove it.
Huh? Exactly. She had a gun to her head.
Kids to prove it.
Yeah. She had a gun to her head. You mean to tell me you ain't gonna say whatever you got to say to get out of that moment in the moment? We don't believe you. You need more people. Like, you need she would have had to produce a DNA test to make me know.
How's she getting a DNA? I mean, they can do it now, but they can do it now.
You better put the needle through a stomach and figure out something for me to claim that at the end of the day. But I digress because he's moved on to Anya. All I can say, well, let's talk about Tariq for a second. Tariq has had, of all of the in the power universe, Tariq has gotten the most buns. So let's acknowledge the greatness.
I want to know. He needs to smash. He got to round it off. He got to go out with a bang. He got to round it off. He got to smash Noma and
no,
Monet.
No.
He gotta have a. I want him to have a threesome with Mona and No Man. Noma and Monet.
He got the most, but Evie, this is up your alley. He got the most buns of anybody in the Power Universe. Nobody has more buns, no more bodies than Tariq. Nobody. Kills and buns. Nobody.
That's true. Facts.
Kills. Yes, because I mean, everybody was pretty much.
Nobody has more.
Everybody was pretty much trying to be in a relationship with a person. He has smashed Effie. Anya,
keep going.
And
Effie,
Effie, Diana.
No.
Keep going. Oh, girl.
Which girl?
The one that was on Witness Protection.
The one that was on.
Yep. He got her.
All right. Now let's go back to Flagship Power. Oh, girl with the lean.
Okay, that was his first. That don't count. That ain't a body.
Hey, ho!
That ain't a real body.
Hey. Yeah, because
she was experienced. She
took that from him.
She bodied him.
Hey, so. It still counts. Ask my first if she still counts. She'll tell you she still counts.
But it wasn't count. On his. It wasn't on his doing.
But you are right.
A body.
The next closest one is gonna be Kanan.
Yeah, next closest is Kanan.
It's definitely Kanan.
I do have a question for you. Do you think that Tariq and Diana were ever a viable couple? Are we reading too much into this?
No. I didn't think so. I think she was just really infatuated with him. She had a crush on him and she didn't know what to do. And then when she got it, she threw the shit away. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like that was a real thing. I feel like Effie and Tariq was real, more real than anything. Because
I agree.
Of all the women, she's never requested anything of Tariq. She's always just been there. Trying to help. I mean, after she fucked him over, but she's always really tried to just help him out. You know what I'm saying? And always like be in that position with him. So I don't know.
I agree. I never saw Diana take Tariq serious.
I don't even think Monet took that relationship serious. Like, y'all just fucking, huh?
Sorry. All right. So let's move on. Jeez. Oh my God. Where's the time going? We are flying through here.
35 minutes.
So we have a situation here. The show opens up with Drew. Let's talk about Drew's character for the moment here. Drew gets roped up, having to go into jail and kill somebody.
I thought he was going to do something sexual.
No, why? Oh, why? What? That's not Drew style.
Well, he's locked up around all the men's.
No, but that's not his style though. But Drew, the one thing we know about Drew, that ain't his dean.
Drew's a relationship man. Drew's a relationship guy.
Yeah, he's not. That's not his thing. Like Drew, every time you've seen Drew get it in, it's in a relationship type deal. So that ain't
right.
Yeah, that ain't his theme, son.
I will say that was a weak ass kill. Why? That was a weak ass kill.
That was about right.
It took him too long. Yeah.
Nah, man. Like, how you suffocate somebody? My man could have been breathing through his mouth. Like, how the nigga ain't fighting back at all? Not one iota of a fight. Yeah, he got shot in the chest, not his arms.
You don't know what nerve that gunshot hit.
One side. So we give you one arm, don't work.
But the fact that the way that he was covering him up, like at least kick your legs.
Like there was no struggle.
That he didn't.
It was zero struggle.
And it took him so long. Weak ass
kill.
Like they I don't know. These whoever is the writers of this season, garbage.
Yeah, I think the writers did a poor.
That's what I said. They're trying to compact too much in.
Yeah, and I think
Was it me? Because you talk about that first scene, like, is it me, or is it was that? Well, that wasn't the first scene when they raided that the crib.
No. The first scene was when Carter pretty much got the drop on.
When he gave him the finger, I love that part.
Yo, listen, I thought in that moment I was like, yo, I like Carter. Like, I don't want to like Carter. Like, he got the drop on Drew.
You like that scene.
Yeah, I don't dislike Carter at all. I like Carter. I just feel like he's not the bigger predator. He just running around here playing with his emotion and shit.
Yeah, yeah. I give you that.
I just don't know what his MO like. What's his MO? Like, I don't know. What is his end game?
His main thing is the safety of the city. That is what he's known for.
And that's so. He's using
greed and his power, abuse of power, to control drug dealers into playing the game without killing. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so what do you think will be Carter's downfall? Like, what possible alliances do you think could come about from this that would cause Carter's downfall?
Only thing that's going to cause his downfall is the fact that he's trying to control everybody, and they're just going to want to kill him. They're going to get together and kill him. They're going to figure out a way to kill him.
If they flip on him, yep.
See, I feel like at the end of this, somebody has to be a winner. Like, somebody has to be a winner. Tariq can't lose. Because if you look at the flagship show, the star of the show lost. You know what I'm saying? So everybody can't lose.
So dumb. Like, how you kill the main character of the show and then try to have all these spinoffs?
No, I don't like think it was John dumb. Wick I think
having John Wick 3. But, I
think it was say allegedly. Allegedly.
I will say this. I think them killing Ghost was ingenious. I think it was probably the best thing that they could ever do. Jeff says, man, that ninja tripping, get to the point where someone gets shot.
Somebody gets shot every episode.
I think the
best crooked cop we ever seen was Sandoval.
Yeah, well, that's because they didn't nobody know. I would 100% agree with that, because that's because nobody knew.
He moved in silence because nobody knew. I mean, Effie had his nuts in the vice, literally and figuratively. Like, he had his daughter. Like, he was ready to move. I mean, like, yeah, you're right. That was the best.
I think he was the best one.
He was the best one. Hey, let's we're gonna get ready for some rapid fire. I gotta find my drop though. What the hell is it? See, this is what happens when you don't be on for a minute. Okay, that'll work too. But that ain't mine. Where's mine at? Well, that'll work though. All right, rapid fire. Effie and Diana have more in common than they think, but Tariq has made it so that they can never be more than frenemies at best. They hating on each other at this
point. Yo, that scene in the candy shop.
Yo,
Effie was super tacky.
No, she wasn't. Effie was on point.
Nah. She throwing hella shade because she stayed getting played.
Nah, Effie. Effie made a valid point.
Nah, that didn't say that her points were invalid. That's not what I said. No.
Effie made a valid point. Effie said, yo, so the person who tried to kill you gets more respect than the person that tried to save your life?
Yo, you tried to get that's me a, put in jail too.
That's a valid point. No, no, she did not. No,
she, yes, she did, because he could have got locked up for selling drugs in high school.
No, Effie was trying to save Tariq in the sense in which she, because remember, Tariq got mad at the fact that she tried to kill whatever old girl name was.
And yeah.
He was, but she did that for Tariq. It wasn't for her.
I'm not saying but that she didn't have good motives.
Tariq in the line of fire with Noma.
Yo,
that was
she,
after he cut her off.
All right, yo, this is the thing. This is my thing.
After he cut her off.
Check this out.
Wouldn't you cut her off too after she did what she did?
No, I would not. I would not cut her off because she
You're not gonna
come on, son.
There's no way that you're gonna shit on me. Like you cannot shit on me.
No,
hold up, hear me out.
How did she do that? How did she do that?
When, how did Effie do that?
How did Effie do
when
that?
When they was in choke. When they was in choke.
Man, bro, you bringing up.
Let me get through this.
He done took her to Italy. He done took her to Italy after that.
Yes. And then she shitted on him again. That was number three.
When?
Damn, I gotta put it together. Hold on. No. No. She did. They did do some shit.
Nah, she didn't climb him out. Like, she was trying to save him by killing old girl. Because old girl was going to snitch. She was like, yo, all I know to do with a snitch is get rid of him. So she tried to get rid of the snitch to save
yes.
him. That's what she tried to do. It didn't happen. So it ended up kicking back on her.
As it should.
And so he was like... As it should.
My main thing is,
what did she never do? What did she never do, yo? When she was
locked up, she never been upfront and honest with him.
She never did.
What you?
Yes, she did. Hard. Hold the fuck up. Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
She dimed him out when they was in choke.
Dude, we talking about that, when they was in choke.
It happened
when they was in choke.
It doesn't matter.
When they was
all right,
in
so
choke, they
but this is the thing. This is the thing.
He was the competition in choke.
I get it.
He was not the competition where they were.
But if we talking about these characters that are supposed to that we kind of see together, right? We see the two of them working together or being together, right? So strike one is. You dime me out and choke. All right, that happened. It's done. We was kids. I forgave you. We get back in good. You do me dirty again.
When did she do him dirty again?
It's all in the same thing. The second time was with. To me, the second time is you went behind my back and did something. Granted, yes, you had good intentions.
You had good intentions. Like the road, and it is a saying. The road to something is paved with good intentions.
But here's my thing about it. I can't trust you. For me personally,
he can't trust none of them.
Hear me out.
He can't trust nobody. He can't
hear
trust
me out.
He lying to everybody.
He can't
for me, if I trust you, I love you. And if I love you, I trust you. They go together for me. For me personally,
I can trust you.
I believe Effie tried to right a wrong. I think Effie tried to right a wrong.
I think she had an opportunity. She had an opportunity to come clean. She didn't.
And you might be right in the sense of which
she didn't come clean. Fucked Tariq up.
That did mess
and
Tariq
that's
up.
Where I got to turn my back on
Tariq's. Tariq's biggest thing is lying to him, right? That's his biggest thing because his dad lied to him. His mom lied to him. Everybody lied to him except for Tommy, right?
No. Cool. Tasha didn't lie to him because
Tasha did lie to him. He just took to Tasha more than he took to the ghost.
Tasha lied when she said he'd be a good drug dealer.
She definitely lied when she said that. All right, let's move on because we could be on that forever. All right, speculation on Carter's downfall. possible. We talked about that. I discussed the possibility of a massive showdown between the main characters and like, is there any police left for them to have a showdown with?
Nah, like, there's no, because unless they're about to go toe to toe with some flatfoots and just beat up on some street cops and shit, like.
There's nobody else there.
There's no good.
Like, who's policing this?
There's nobody fighting for justice.
Zero.
And and for me, every I don't care if it's Marvel. Nobody fighting for justice. You can't point one person out.
There's nobody fighting for justice.
There's nobody.
Yes. Yes. Who? One person was fighting for justice. What's that?
No.
Tate.
Yeah. He's dead.
He's dead.
Now. He ain't fighting for shit.
But he was fighting for justice.
No. But this is the thing. Who was he fighting for justice? Because it wasn't.
No. He was. I think he was legitimately on the right side of justice.
He was a straight cop. Like he was a straight cop. Yeah, but he was like, who was he fighting for justice? He was fighting another cop for the justice. Department. Yeah, he was fighting another cop.
But I think he was, I will say this, I think where he messed up was he was premature in going, yo, let me observe I bet you this other stuff. Wait, hold on. Let's get to Jeff's question quick before we get into that. Let's get into Jeff's question. Is Tariq unconsciously committing the same mistakes as his dad?
Of course. History repeats itself.
You think so?
Yes, because you got to remember, he's trying to take all of what he didn't know about his father, all of what he knows about his father, and combine it with his fuck-ups and become something that he is not.
Okay.
Well, he is it now.
No, he is not. He's still a low-level dealer.
Who? Yeah. Tariq?
Okay.
Yes, he's a low. He has no distro.
Tariq is a low level.
He's not a distro. Ghost and Tommy.
He's not distro.
Ghost and Tommy from the rip from the beginning of the show was distro.
Yeah, you're right. From the beginning of the flagship, they were distro. From the power origins, we're about to find out how they got there. All right. Last question. Last question from the night. And I'll start with you, Vaughn. What would be the most satisfying ending for you? As a fan of the Power Universe,
the most satisfying.
Like, what's your prediction? What's the most satisfying ending of
this? My most satisfying is to see Tasha and Tommy come snatch Tariq ass up and drive off and just leave and just go and just move on
and just leave. All right, and just go. What's yours?
The most satisfying ending for me would be to see Tariq reopen Truth as a distro. Mm. As a distro with Effie and Brayden.
That's tough.
And hopefully he's got a family. Like I want to see Ghost come back.
You're recreating Ghost all over again.
No. I'm not. I'm just watching the show. Think about it. What did Lakeisha say to Tommy? Oh, I would never tell on you. I would never snitch.
Yeah.
What did old girl say to Brayden? Yeah. I'm not no snitch.
Yeah.
They're recreating the same shit. You got to remember, this is true. This is true to life writing. True to life is your kids will become what you are.
And history does repeat itself through generations.
Yep.
But that would be satisfying to me. What you say?
I said Anquanette said. First she said hi, and then she said, let me exit because I haven't started the episode yet.
Oh, you better get on in there and get to watching.
Spoiler alert, definitely from here. All right, what I will ask you guys as we're going out, and this is from our standpoint as bringing, I believe we bring an honest look at the show of power. We're entertained, but we want more. So my question is there still hope for the final episodes to deliver a satisfying conclusion, Vaughn?
Yes, I believe so. It better be.
It better be. I don't know. If history repeats itself.
The struggle between Noma. I want to see, what's the son name? The one that's sleeping with Noma.
Oh, Tariq.
Tariq. Oh, no, you're talking about Kane.
You're talking about Kane.
You're talking about Kane. But Noma Kane fucking, Noma.
Where he's got to choose between Noma and his mother.
He already did it.
No.
Are you talking about like a life or death type?
Through blood. Who are you gonna save? Noma?
Yeah.
Or your mama?
Yeah, you already know he not gonna save Noma, because I believe that in the near episodes that are gonna come out, Kane is gonna find out about her fucking was Method Man.
Oh, her with Davis.
Yeah, he gonna find out about that. But plus, he already ran back to Effie.
He did run back to Effie.
I want Anya to know the truth about her mother.
True.
Oh, she gonna find out.
Yeah,
she gonna find out.
That does sound good.
And that whole, I'm telling you, Tariq is gonna end up back with Effie because the whole shit gonna blow up behind him using Anya to get the Noma. It's gonna blow up.
I think Tariq does end up with Effie. I do believe that, because I think that he's no longer handcuffed by. Well, what are your predictions on the baby? Did the baby survive?
I don't think the baby survived. I think that's why they emphasized that in that scene. Like, I think the baby does not survive. She miscarried.
Would have been a problem. To be honest, she don't need to bring no baby in this situation.
But that's gonna give.
The writers had to get rid of it.
But that's gonna give the Tejadas the fuel to come together to go against
Carter and the crew.
And the crew.
Yeah, I agree with you there. All right, man. Y'all, as always, it's amazing to be here with our listeners, our followers, and everybody that's in here. Thanks for following us. Thanks for tapping into the show. Make sure that you drop your comments. Even tell the people how they can find you.
Yo, you can find me on Instagram. That's BIGKIDENVI_chops, as well as on the Facebook page of Grits and Ignorance and Instagram. That's Grits, the letter N, Ignorance.
Finally, tell the people how they can find you.
You can follow me on Instagram at @OneVoncella, and you can try and follow me on Facebook.
I follow you.
What is it? Vaughn Lee?
Vaughn Lee. All right, you can find me on Facebook at Yoshi English, on Instagram and Snapchat at The Ninth Wonder, and on Twitter at @IamKochi_ and TikTok at Relationship Status, RELSTAT Podcast. Until the next time, y'all, man, we out.
Peace.
That wasn't my dad. That wasn't my dad. The white auntie?
Jesus Christ, Zeke, what the fuck? That ain't your fucking auntie. That's your mother.
Mo, what the fuck is she talking about?
Now's not the time to act like you know what the fuck you're doing, all right? Because I know you don't. Listen up. I killed my dad to save my family, all right? Drew, Monet, Diana, Mecca will go after all of them if you don't kill Lorenzo. And he'll make sure you're the last one alive so you can see all of them.